We all know the legal world is complex and high pressure. There's no room for error. That's why judges and attorneys across Chicagoland have trusted the expert court reporters at McCorkle Litigation Services since 1948. McCorkle Litigation Services has accurately recorded every word from thousands of legal proceedings. McCorkle Litigation Services provides the legal community with peace of mind, transcribing testimony and depositions that can be used reliably by jurors, judges, and attorneys. For all your legal support needs, contact McCorkle Litigation Services online at McCorkleLitigation.com.
You can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, and always search Legal Face Off wherever you consume your podcasts and rate, review, listen to the show. The newest topic involves Marriage Story and how that depicts family law. And to talk more about this, a senior partner at Schiller, DeCanto, and Fleck, Karen Pinkert-Lieb, joining us now on Legal Face Off. Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Karen, what a great movie. I watched it over the holidays, getting a lot of buzz. Didn't win, I think, yesterday at the Golden Globes, but certainly will get a lot of Oscar nominations for all of the principals. First of all, I assume you've seen the movie already, right?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
It's the Super Bowl for you guys. You got to.
It is. It's like mandatory viewing, I would say.
So, you know, watching it for me, you know, I think the overall story was great, but I was really fascinated by the attorneys in the film. You know, being an attorney myself, obviously, I'm always interested when lawyers are shown on film, but I almost wish there was more time devoted to the attorneys. I almost wish they do a spinoff just showing these attorneys in action. But the film depicts the divorce lawyers played by Alan Alda, Ray Liotta, and Laura Dern, connecting with their clients by explaining that they themselves went through troubling relationships. For example, Laura Dern's character said that she left a relationship with an abusive boyfriend the first time she meets her client, played by Scarlett Johansson. Then we see Alan Alda's character, who is the first attorney hired by Adam Driver. He gives him a hug and he says that he's now on his fourth marriage. So the question to you as an experienced divorce lawyer yourself is it more important for a divorce lawyer to share their personal histories with their clients than other lawyers?
So I would say not necessarily. Any more than, you know, we're professionals, so any more than a therapist would be required to share personal details of their history with a patient, it would be a similar situation. So, you know, we're professional advisors, and clients don't necessarily want to pay us to hear about, you know, what is going on in our lives. They're here to convey information to us and to receive advice.
I think they also don't want to pay you to tell jokes, right?
They also do not want to pay us to tell jokes. And I will never tell another joke again after seeing that movie.
Yeah, that was a great. There's a great scene in the movie, Sam, where you know, Alan Alda is charging $450 an hour, which is half of what Ray Liotta's charging, and he starts to tell this long meandering joke, and Adam Driver says, "By the way, am I paying for this joke?" pretty funny scene. But you were saying
that rang true. I mean, that absolutely rang true to me. I will tell you, there were certain poignant moments where the divorce attorney particularly was probably self-reflective, because you spend a lot of time with your client, so there could be a time where there's, you know, a joke told, and I'll be more circumspect about that next time. But I think that what Birnbach was trying to show, particularly with the Alan Alda character, was that the Alan Alda character was empathetic and understood Adam Driver's pains and fears, because he had been through it. So I think but it's not necessary for an attorney to have been through it or convey that they've been through it to demonstrate that they have that empathy for what the client is going through. And in terms of the Laura Dern character, I think that, from my perspective, was to show that she told the Scarlett Johansson character about her abusive boyfriend. I think that was to set the stage that she had a personal agenda from the very beginning. But a good divorce attorney, and most divorce attorneys, will not have a personal agenda when they go in to represent a client. They're going to be too busy solving the client's problems to have time to promote their own agenda. So I think that, you know, that was the stereotypical of what Baumbach was trying to show, but it's not realistic.
So, Karen, this movie shows some other tactics that don't particularly portray divorce lawyers in the best light. Laura Dern's character takes pride in a 45-55 split, for example, just so that her opponent couldn't say that he got 50-50. Ray Liotta's character launches a full-scale attack on Scarlett Johansson's character and is a blustery attack dog. Obviously, these are characters that were exaggerated for dramatic effect, but why don't you talk to us about how those qualities may be more important in family law than in other legal practice areas?
So that's such an interesting question. I would say that that attack dog personality is less effective in a family law situation as compared to other areas of law. And the reason I say that is because when you have a family law situation, these parties are going to have to see each other, generally after the case is over, in general. They could have children together, they will have co-parenting, weddings and christenings, and we encourage and want the parties to walk away having a good relationship, which will facilitate their ability to be better co-parents going forward. So to have that, you know, be as polarizing as you saw the Laura Dern character being in the Ray Liotta would not be effective or welcome for a family that's undergoing a divorce. Now, that being said, you know, we are attorneys and we have an ethical obligation to zealously advocate on behalf of our clients. So by zealously advocating, you're going to emphasize the strengths of your case and the weaknesses of the other party's case to tell the best narrative you can. But that doesn't mean, you know, to make it as personal and attacking as those two attorneys did.
Yeah, I heard one prominent divorce lawyer say that theirs is the only profession where people come to their office for a consultation and say as an opening sentence, "I heard you're an aggressive, ruthless pit bull and a son of a bitch," and they mean it as a compliment. Let's turn your attention to some of the other parts of the movie and tell us how accurate they were. The portrayal of some of the steps in the litigation process, like the mediation we see early on with Robert Smigel's character, to the settlement conference between Laura Dern and Alan Alda, and then on to the court appearance. How accurate does the film depict some of those steps?
Well, the steps in themselves are accurate in terms of mediation, settlement conferences, and then if you're unable to resolve, trial or litigation. But the characterization or the depiction of each of those steps was very inaccurate from my experience. Starting with the mediation, which I think is almost how they open the movie, mm-hmm. A mediator is that in that scene, the mediator, and I use that term in quotes, was having the parties write a letter to each other about what they loved about each other. That would never happen in mediation, and that's more of a marriage counseling scenario. In a mediation, it's a facilitated negotiation. Generally, the attorneys are present, and the only time that they would engage or participate in such an exercise is potentially to do joint goals as to what are their goals for the mediation so that they can stay focused on the big picture. But it would be very issue specific, and it would not have to do with their feelings for one another. That touchy-feely is really not, you know, appropriate or something that's done pursuant to a mediation. In terms of the settlement conference, generally you're not going to have a settlement conference if you have a mediation, because the mediation is the facilitated negotiation, but some parties choose not to do a mediation, so they'll have a settlement for whatever reason. They'll do a settlement conference instead. Again, very issue-focused and less personality-focused. In Illinois, at least, you have to do a mediation if you're going to present a child-related case to the court. So before you get to a litigation scenario, the parties are required to participate in mediation.
That's Karen Pinkert-Lieb, senior partner, Schiller DeCanto & Fleck, talking about marriage and family law. Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you so much for your time.